On his journey as he was nearing Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard the voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" For 3 days he was unable to see and neither ate nor drank. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So the whole book of Acts, the whole book of the Acts of the Apostles is all about sort of a singular message. One, it's the Spirit moves in unexpected ways. So we have to be paying attention to him. Just like we preached about 2 days ago, it's about listening. It's about hearing the voice of God as he speaks and responding to it. The entirety of this book is all about that and is a guide for us as we open ourselves up to Jesus Christ, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which we celebrate today on this First Friday. Last year, when we covered the same passage, we spoke about Ananias and his response. But today, let's dwell upon Saul, the persecutor. Saul, the one who held the coats of those who were stoning Stephen, the first martyr for the faith. Saul, who is striving to kill every Christian. What did Saul do after he heard the voice of God? After he heard Jesus speaking to him? Do you recall? Were you listening to Miss Dolores as she proclaimed it so well? No, that's what Jesus said. But what was the response of St. Paul to all these things? One, he obeyed Jesus and went to this place in Damascus and waited. That's what Jesus said to do. But his other response was what? He stayed in that place and neither ate nor drank for 3 days. 3 days when he was unable to see. Well, we should ask ourselves, is that what our response is? Think about what Saul was going through. He heard a voice cry out. Everybody around him heard this voice, but saw no person, but the voice claimed to be Jesus, the one who he was persecuting. And his response was, "This is weird stuff. I don't get this. Who has ever had this happen to them?" And because he didn't understand, but he knew this Jesus was speaking to him and blinded him as a miracle to show him that he wasn't seeing things the way that he thought he saw them, that the reality was different than what he thought, what did he do? He spent 3 days in prayer and in fasting. Is that your response? When you see God doing something extraordinary in your life, when you see God doing something different in your life, when you're surprised by a difficulty, a hardship that comes up to you unexpected, is your response to stop, to pray, and to fast? You see, the saints are given for us as examples, and here is Saul, who is one who is actually living in mortal sin. Because he is killing Christians, fighting against Jesus Christ himself. And yet, his response is to pray and to fast when God cuts him to the quick in his heart. Brothers and sisters, because today is a Friday, we do pray and we do fast. Because it is First Friday, but every Friday we fast, especially from meat on Fridays. But what our Lord is calling us to do is giving us this example. When we come into these situations where we don't know what's going on, when things are beyond our comprehension, especially trials, our first response needs to be go to God. And our second response means we need to fast. We need to remove things from our life so that our focus can be totally on Jesus. That's what he wants. That's what it takes to listen to him, is to remove things from our lives that can be distractions. Because when Saul does this, when he obeys Jesus Christ, God sends a messenger to bring healing into his life that changes everything. We know him today in our reading as Saul, but later on he becomes Paul, the apostle. the great writer of the New Testament, and the one in whom we learn so deeply about who Jesus Christ really is. The difficulty God brings into our lives can lead us to greatness if we listen to him, and if we give ourselves to open ourselves to him through prayer and fasting. St. Paul did it. So should we. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.